So you got this hot song, of course, you already know.
Yes.
Hottest song. And you've got this album. Mm-hmm. Are you excited?
I'm super excited. It's just like finally, especially from the last time I seen you guys, the album wasn't out. So now that it's out, it's just like, it's really happening.
So the album, you really have a beautiful voice. Are people like surprised? Because you're also like, you dance, you act. And I think,
I'm a tomboy, and they don't know.
I didn't expect such a beautiful voice. Are other people surprised by your voice?
Everybody's surprised. Like, everybody. Like, I think that my album is selling definitely based off of word of mouth, not because it's like, oh, she's promoted heavy, we're going to get the album. Like, it's really like people are surprised and like, yo, if you don't have that album, you need to go get it. And okay. I like that.
But when you say you're a tomboy, you're a pretty tomboy. Do you think that helps you?
I'm just saying, like being a tomboy and like having my little baggy clothes on and having a deep voice, people don't know what to expect out of it when I start to sing.
Yes.
When I start to sing and it's just like, wait.
Yeah.
Right. And then she started talking and it's just like, what?
Right. Like, I have a deep gravelly voice and this is also my singing voice. It doesn't change and get gorgeous. Right. Yours is like, you have this, well, it's also, I think gravelly deep voices are sexy on women, but then you start singing and it's like, really, lady? For real? All right, so let me ask you, you got this album coming out. Mm-hmm. Is there pressure? Is there pressure to sell like a gazillion albums or do you not have that pressure?
First of all, we're in 2014. If anybody thought they were selling a lot of records, buy, unless you have a lot of marketing dollars. And in my situation, this is my first album, so I still have, you know, a lot to prove. You know, like, I'm number one right now on the R&B charts, and I never thought I'd see that day, especially coming from being a tomboy, having a deep ass voice, being labeled as a rapper, and have the number one R&B album in the country, you know, and being top 20 overall on Billboard means so much to me. I don't care about the sales because I didn't have that major promotion. I don't have hard copies in stores, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that was unexpected. I didn't even know that I wasn't gonna have hard copies in stores. So I'm just happy that people was hearing about it. And I already called this. I knew that this would happen. I was just like, look, I don't care about first week sales. I'm surprised that I even sold as much as I sold in the first week anyway, because it's just like, dude, people, my stuff is on Spotify, which I'm sure is being streamed for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my album leaked the day before it came out, which I'm sure I have a lot to prove. So I'm not even mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish people, like, I wonder, like, now what the numbers look like leak-wise. Like, how many people downloaded? How many people streamed it? Like, I'm sure my numbers would be crazy because I'm sure I definitely got bootlegged.
I know it's not cool for you. I don't know.
No, I respect it,
like,
though,
people leak you. It's like they love you.
It's about the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care about the money. What I like the whole, like, one person commented and was like, you know what, I ain't even going front. I bootlegged her album, but after hearing it, I'm going to support. Like, I'm going to buy her album because that's a good album.
Yeah.
So I get it.
It
you
is
know,
because
sometimes it's just like, I ain't about to just be buying this. I don't know what to expect. Like, this is a girl fresh from Mosh. We've seen this is a girl who had a song called Google Me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking at it as the youth. I'm the youth, so I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm not with the whole, oh, I'm so hurt, I don't want myself to be bootlegged. Like, that's going to happen. It's 2014. You know what I'm saying? Unless you have $1 million marketing budget, is gonna stay just right there.
Right. All right, so lastly, I love you as an actress as well. You're such a triple threat. Do you know you're a triple threat? Do you know that?
Now I know because you told me.
I mean, I'm serious. Look at yourself. You're a great actress. I really think you should do more acting.
No,
too.
I do, but you know what? I also think that it took away my focus a little bit. You know, because I was modeling, I was choreographing, I was acting, and it was just like, okay. But it was also keeping my mind occupied from me not having music out and dealing with the political label stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put everything on hold so it's no excuse for nobody. Because when you have so much going on, people can automatically be like, well, we couldn't get the ball rolling because you was over here doing that. Okay, cool. So since you said that, I'm not going to give y'all no more excuses to blame it on me. So I'm going to put everything on hold and put all my focus into this album. That's exactly what I did. So now, God forbid, if anything happened, any ups, that's because y'all, that's on y'all.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So now, everything is finally moving, and now that I finally have the album out, I can focus on the acting and directing and getting more into everything else that I want to do.
You need to come back in the studio with us on the show because we love you. You're one of our favorites.
Yeah, and y'all gotta sing to me again.
Really? Don't do that. You know what? Now you always keep going out and now you playing.
I enjoyed it. I really did. It was like that. You know, you guys got a shot of like, stop it, y'all. But you know, deep down inside, you really love it.
Yes.
That's how I feel about y'all when y'all sing to me.
All right, we'll take that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem.